One-on-One with Linda Moraga. What do I remember most about my mother? My mother's smell. Dove soap. Pond's cold cream. Chanel number 5. She had the best smell and the softest hands and face. She took good care of her skin. She wore hats. She used cream. I have way too many memories of my mother to cover in one episode, so I'm going to concentrate on the one thing she gave me that only she could give. No, it's not life, not my birth. It's something better than that. And you ask, what is better than that? She gave me confidence. She believed in me, and that helped me believe in myself. I've had that. I've always had that. And I got it from her. Now, I can't just say that like it's nothing. I can't just say, oh, she gave me confidence. Bye. I have to give you some context. I don't want to go there because it's way, 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 way too painful. But if I'm going to do this podcast, I'm going to do it because I believe it. I believe it's going to help you communicate better one-on-one with the most important people in your life. Your kids, people you love, your significant other, friends, even coworkers. Here I go. Here's the backstory. I am disabled. I never want to talk about it. I don't want to be defined that way. I don't want to focus on it. I believe I'm just as good and better than most able-bodied people. But I must acknowledge this fact because it is fact and important to the story. I contracted the polio virus in the early 1950s. Some nurses and doctors and physical therapists, even some friends and some enemies, have asked me why I wasn't vaccinated with the polio vaccine. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, here are some thoughts. It wasn't available. It wasn't available yet in Fresno, California. I had a pediatrician. I had a baby doctor. I had checkups. I feel stupid not knowing, and I hate feeling stupid. At some point in my life, I moved on from how I contracted the virus. It felt good to do that. What was important to me was what happened after I contracted polio. I didn't die. But here's how my mother raised me. You want a drink of water? You're thirsty? Get up and get it yourself. You are not handicapped. You can walk, you can talk, you're smart, you have a great brain. One leg is smaller than the other. Your bone is weak and brittle. That's it. The end. Go get your own water. Do it yourself. Growing up, I wanted to sing in the choir, try out for the glee club. Her response was, "You have a beautiful voice. You are better than all those other kids." When I watched Shirley Temple movies and wanted to tap dance like the little movie star, my mom said, "You could be better than her. She's great, but you have real talent and you have heart." When I wanted to try out for a play, she said, "You are a natural actress. Do it." Let's be real here, okay? When I wanted to skip college and try to write a novel full time, she took me to the packing house for the summer. I packed tomatoes and cucumbers for 3 months. It was dirty, hot. It was disgusting. I worked for a horrible man. He was my boss. When my mom brought me into work, he took one look at me and said, "How is this cripple gonna work?" My mom said, "She is very able-bodied. If she can't handle the work, we can both go home." We didn't go home. We worked. In 3 months, I said, "I can write a novel while I go to college." She said, "Good idea." I went to college. We were relatively poor. I was a Latina growing up in Fresno, California, with a leg brace and a bad limp. I wanted to be a TV news reporter. She said, "That's a great choice. You are so smart. If you want to be an actress, you could do that, but you'll struggle. You'll be poor. But TV, you could be tremendously successful, make lots of money early on and be happy because you'll be writing. And that's what you love. And that is your strength. We lived in a little tract home in Fresno. That was something else my mom and dad worked hard for, to get us out of the bad neighborhood. But the walls were not soundproof, and we were a family of loud talkers, especially my dad, especially after he'd had a few beers. Sometime in my senior year of high school, I took the county civil service test, and this was so I could get a part-time job and work my way through college. I scored high. I'm smart. I'm well-read. Of course, I scored high. The Fresno County job offers began rolling in. I was just trying to get out of working in the packing houses for the summer. Instead, I was being offered full-time jobs with benefits and retirement. They were filing clerks, receptionists, secretarial jobs. I wanted to go to college and be a TV journalist. I wanted to go to San Francisco State and major in broadcast communication arts. My dad had a different idea. Here's what I remember of that conversation. It was late one night, early one morning. It was between my mom and dad. After I had received and turned down one of the filing clerk job offers, full time. My dad, she needs to take these jobs. She will never get a better job, and we could use the money. Mom, no, she's going to college. She's going to be an educated woman. My dad, you're crazy, man. My mom, she's going to be one of the first women on TV reporting the news. My dad, that is so stupid, man. What a stupid thing to say. She's Mexican. She's a cripple. Women aren't on TV. Nobody is going to hire her. This is her chance. It might be her only chance to work. My mom, this is my house. I work so she doesn't have to. She can do anything she wants. You want to call her that? You get out. She's going to be on TV. I had to strain to hear that conversation. I was on the floor with my ear pressed to my bedroom door. At one point, I wanted to jump up and scream at my father. I didn't need to. My mom was taking care of it for me. I went to San Francisco State. I got my degree. I was the first woman voice on KMJ Radio in Fresno, California. Linda Ramirez Moraga lost her battle with cancer before I got my first on-air TV job. She did listen to me on the radio, and she was very proud of that. And when I got into reporting, when I would look into the camera lens, I would imagine I was talking to her. From KMJ Radio, I did move to TV reporting. Then I was weekend television anchor and reporter. I was the first Latina weekend anchor to share the set with two male Latinos. It was Gloria Moraga, Rich Rodriguez on sports, and Andy Lopez with the weather. We were good. It was fun. I got a job offer, and I moved to Washington, D.C. I covered the United States Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court, the White House. I met Presidents Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and Bush. I interviewed Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford. I covered Nelson Mandela and Mikhail Gorbachev. I was a television correspondent for stations in San Francisco, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Orlando, Florida, Dayton, Ohio, just to name a few. I am a woman, second generation Mexican American. American first. I'm a proud Latina. I'm a polio survivor. I limp. I wear a leg brace. I now use crutches. I also have beautiful hair, great skin, and teeth. I was a groundbreaker and a trailblazer. I have three college degrees, including a master's degree in journalism and public affairs from the American University. To quote my mother, I am an educated woman. I was one of the first women to be on TV reporting the news. My mother gave me life, her great hair, her skin, her teeth. My mother gave me confidence. She believed in me, so I could believe in myself. And I always have Chanel No. 5 nearby. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One on One.